Welcome to the Homebase Travel Agent Show. This is show number 221 for September 13th, 2009. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And the music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. The song you're listening to is Sax Bomb, from the album Let It Swing, and it's by the Mark Reift Orchestra. You can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.net, www.hometravelagent.net. Well, once again, I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Homebase Travel Agent Show, and welcome to the show. I'm glad you stopped by to take a listen, and I hope you enjoy it. In today's topic, we're going to get into depth a little bit more about a telephone system that you can use for your business. We talked about the telephone system here a few shows back, but Lorraine and I are going to get into more depth about some of the features in this system, so stand by for that coming up in the co-hosted segment. But I want to thank you if you're a listener, and thank you if you are a subscriber. If you're a regular listener, I really appreciate it. Now, you can get more information about the show over at www.hometravelagent.net, and you can reach me by email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And if you'd like to interact with the listeners to this show, other travel agents, go over to the agent-to-agent forum, and a link to that is on the website, and sign up and participate. You can ask questions, leave answers, read through the postings. You know, it's all very interesting stuff. So I invite you to go over to the Agent to Agent forum. And everything on the website is free. Everybody's a platinum member here. So everything you see and hear is free to you. Now, if you're a first-time listener, our shows usually run about 30 to 45 minutes. And today's show, I think, is going to be closer to the 30-minute mark. You know, I never know until I put it all together how long it's going to be. But just from my experience and my guessing here, I think we're going to have about a 30-minute show, and that's a little bit shorter than normal. We're usually around the 35 to 40-minute mark, and sometimes we get up there about 45 minutes, but not too often. And what the show is all about, it's about travel agents, and it's about the travel business. We frequently have guests on board, and we talk about cruise lines, tours, hotels, resorts, you know, just about everything, including destinations. We've had a few guests on recently and talking about destinations. So stop by every week. This is a weekly show. It comes out on Sundays, typically, sometimes on Saturdays, less often on Mondays, but usually it comes out on Sundays, depending upon my schedule to some extent. And stop by and pick up the show on a Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, or Monday. Put it in your MP3 player. Listen on the way to work. Listen while you're exercising. That's what it's all about. And we do have a couple of sponsors, and one sponsor is GoToMeeting. And you know, this year, everyone needs to trim costs and change the way we do business, and that's why you need to start meeting online with GoToMeeting. Conference calls are more effective. They reduce time and money spent on travel. You know, you can use that money saved on business travel to take some great vacations. So, you know, and with GoToMeeting, you can hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. And phone conferencing and voice over IP, well, that's included. Now start meeting online today with this free 30-day trial. Visit gotomeeting.com/podcast. That's gotomeeting.com/podcast. Now it's a free 30-day trial. Go to meeting and give it a try. Thank you. And another product that we promote here is Angie's List. And the reason we do that is because it's a value to you. Because if you can get a review up on Angie's List of your travel business, that will bring you clients. And that's one of the things that we want to help you do here on the show, is bring you clients. So I encourage you to go over to Angie's List, use the link in our show notes, or use the link on the website, and sign up for Angie's List. Go in and buy some gift subscriptions. Give those subscriptions to your clients, and ask them to write a good review for you on Angie's List. So go check that out. Check out Angie's List. Okay, with that, I want to get into the co-hosted segment, and here we go with Lorraine Romero.
Well, hello, everybody. This is the Homebase Travel Agent Show, and we are going into the co-hosted segment with Lorraine Romero, and this is the second time up to bat for this show, and we'll explain that as we get into the show. But what we're going to do is talk about Google Voice, and get into a little bit more detail about the service. It's a great service, and you can't beat it for the price, and that's free. So, Lorraine, how are you doing?
I am good, thank you. Yes, Barry and I always love doing our sessions, but when we have to do them again, it's kind of like, what did we say last time? So, yes, doing a session twice is always entertaining. I am doing well, thank you. We have in Northern California this huge event coming up. It's called the Mac Computer Expo. And if any of our listeners have clients or live in the Santa Rosa, Petaluma area, I would love for you to come. And it is also a free event. The Mac Computer Expo is kind of what it says. It's an expo. It's Mac-centric, although there's a lot of iPhone stuff going on, which is not Mac-centric. And it's a lot of fun. If you want more information, go to www.macexpo. Hit the record button. Go to www.maccomputerexpo.com to get more information. Would love to have some of our listeners come. It's a free event. It's all day. It's our fundraiser. And it's taking up a lot of my time right now, getting vendors and raffle items.
Now, if our listeners show up, how will they find you?
I will be the person running around looking like a chicken with their head cut off. I will have most likely a black polo shirt on that says Lorraine on one side and North Coast Mac Users Group on the other. And ask anybody for Lorraine. I am the only Lorraine in the group, and they all know who I am. I will definitely be there all day, and I would love to see people.
Oh, that'd be great. I wish I was close enough. I'd go.
Yeah, and you know what? You're not even a Mac guy, which is a great thing, but you're an iPhone guy. In fact, we have an entire speaker session dedicated just to the iPhone tips and tricks and cool apps that are coming out, and that's by editor Jeff Gamet, and he does a podcast regarding iPhones, and we've been talking about it. We also have sessions on digital photography, which is another area that I know that is of interest to you. So, see, not only for Mac people, we love you too, Barry.
Well, yeah, and it sounds like you have a lot of good things for people to attend, and it'll be a very interesting conference. So, if you're out in the Windsor, California area, make sure you stop by. What's the dates again?
It will be October 3rd. Saturday, which is for us called Beautiful Fall in the Wine Country. It is free. It'll be held at the Petaluma Community Center in, big guess, Petaluma, California. It's free, open to the public, and our hours are from 10 until 4.
Oh, very good. And the good part is free admission.
Absolutely, absolutely. And today's topic, Barry, is on Google Voice, but why don't you get us going? It's a great application and program, and how will it benefit our travel agent friends out there?
Well, you know, I just read a blog article, and the author of that article went so far as to say that Google Voice will revolutionize the way you use your phone in your home and your business. Now, I'm not quite there yet. I'm not sure it's going to revolutionize, but it's sure going to help you in your business and the way that you operate. And back a few shows ago, I did a kind of an overview of Google Voice, and you may want to go back and take a look or take a listen to that show. But Google Voice essentially is a phone number that you get when you register with Google Voice, and that's your primary phone number, and then you can go into the Google Voice setup page. And you can set up, say, your home phone number. You can set up your cell phone number. And if you have another work number, you can set that up in Google Voice. You can have, I don't know what the limit of numbers are, but you can have a whole lot of numbers in Google Voice. And then you can set them up as to how they're going to ring and how they're going to behave when someone calls your main Google Voice number. For instance, I have mine set up. My Google Voice number is 616-384-4431. And when somebody calls that number Monday through Friday during business hours, that is my iPhone is going to ring. Now, if somebody calls the Google Voice number on the weekend, I've got it set up so my home phone number and my iPhone number will ring. so that I won't miss a call. I also have a couple of work numbers, and I have those set up in Google Voice as well, and they'll ring during the week only, Monday through Friday, basically 8 to 5. But you can set it up however you want and set hours on any phone number, and it's great. And now, what happened to us last week, and the reason we had to record this over again, there is a feature in Google Voice that apparently is not quite there yet. It's not working yet. And it would have been great if it was. And what you can do in Google Voice is when someone calls your Google Voice number, you can hit the 4 key and your conversation's going to be recorded. Now, that was great for Lorraine and I because it could possibly mean that I could be on the road and not in my home studio, and we could do a podcast. I could get it recorded from anywhere and bring it back into my editing software and produce the podcast. So if it worked, I wouldn't have to be home all the time to record the show. Well, the first show that we recorded two shows, and the first show that we recorded came through just fine. And then we stopped, went back, and recorded show number two, which was this show, essentially. It's on Google Voice. And I waited and waited. The show never showed up in the Google Voice interface. And I thought, well, maybe I have to erase a recording to get it to show up. And I did that, and it still didn't show up, and it still isn't there almost a week later. So the recording feature isn't quite there yet. I'm sure they're working on it. But if you have an important phone call that you want to record, just remember you may want to test it out a few times first. So that's the story. That's what happened to us. The service is a great service, and I think you'll find it very valuable. You can take this phone number that you get from Google Voice when you register, and it can be your local phone number. You can have it in your local area code, at least most area codes, I think. And you can put it on business cards, and then that way you can control the hours and the phones that's going to ring when somebody calls you. And I think that's the most valuable feature. Now, you have the interface pulled up there, don't you, Lorraine?
Yes, I do. And the interface is very simple. It's very clean. It's very Google-like. I don't know who would have a Google account. I know I do, and Barry does, as a spare account. And it has a very simple interface. The one for Google Voice will show an inbox. Start, so you can have things that you've got. Start has a whole area for voicemail, which is very clean. It has an area that says SMS. One of the other features that this program has is that you can have an SMS texting. And there's the recorded area, which is really nice. So everything is separated out, and it looks very much like the Gmail account interface, if you are familiar with that. So it keeps kind of things very simple. You can also call from here. Is that correct, Barry? Because there's an area that says SMS, and it's right there on the web page.
Yeah, you can. Actually, you have to have a telephone number plugged into your Google Voice account that has SMS associated with it. Like my iPhone, of course, has SMS, and my iPhone number is plugged into Google Voice. So right within the Google Voice interface, I can send an SMS message. And when it's sent, it looks like it's coming from my iPhone number. And when people return the message, it comes back to Google Voice. And, you know, I'm not sure if it comes back to my iPhone or not. I really didn't check that. But you can send SMS through Google Voice, and it's a pretty neat interface as well.
One of the things that in the last show, we had discussed that would be available for people as kind of a tip is that if you can record your session with somebody. And one of the things that we talked about is when you're on a call with a client, it's always nice to take notes. Like, you know, do they want an inside cabin? Maybe what is their Mariner number or their NCL number? And another thing that you can do besides taking notes is you can record the session. We always, for legal reasons, recommend that you tell the person it's being recorded. And interestingly enough, when you do go to record this, it has a very strong voice that lets you know that it's being recorded. Is that right, Barry?
Yeah, it does. And I thought that was pretty cute. I thought maybe I'll take a clip of that and put it into the podcast, and so everybody can listen to it. It says your call is now being recorded, or something like that. But it sure lets you know that you're being recorded, so there's no guesswork, and you're not going to surprise anybody with a recorded phone call or get and likely not get into any legal trouble as a result. You know, and another thing neat about the recording, and also you can do this on SMS messages, is there's a place there, after you get the recording made, you can click notes, and you'll actually get a little text area where you can put in notes about the recording as well. Not only have the recording, or not only have the SMS message, you can put notes in there about those things.
And there's also another feature that I would be curious about, finding out how this works. It's voicemail transcript, which would be a great addition to any notes that you take. But if it, because Gmail itself, not Gmail, but Google has another iPhone app that you can record things in, and it will transcribe it for you and put it up. So I think these features are all really going to start changing the way that we can work as travel agents to be able to take more particular notes on our clients and have much more detail with less work. I don't know about you, Barry, but I'm terrible at taking notes. What was that? Did you say your number was? When were those dates again? So if you have these things recorded and you can have the recording transcribed, it's all right there in front of you.
Yeah, I think that's just it's a real valuable business tool. And another thing that you can do with Google Voice is if you get irritating phone calls, you can flag those phone calls just to drop right into voicemail and not even ring any of your numbers. So individual phone numbers, you can set up rules for, just like you do with email almost. You set up rules for your email, go into certain folders. Well, with phone calls that are going into voicemail, you can set up rules for those phone calls, and they'll drop right into voicemail. And if you don't have it automatically drop into voicemail, another cool thing is that if someone calls you on your Google Voice number, your iPhone rings, or whatever cell phone you have, it doesn't have to be an iPhone, but say your cell phone rings and you answer and Google Voice says, this is a Google, something like it's a Google Voice call, do you want to listen in as the person's recording, or do you want to take the call right away? So with a touch of a key, you can listen in and listen to the message the person's giving you right at the time it's happening. In real time, you can listen to the message. And you can hit another key if you want to join in the conversation, or you can just let that call go into voicemail. So you can screen your calls. It has tremendous screening possibilities.
And I believe that it also has for, you can purchase minutes at a lower rate to international calls, which is really nice because, I don't know about you, but on my iPhone, calling up Canada or Mexico can be very expensive, much less if you're trying to call over to Europe. So these are all really good features. How do people find out information about this? Can they sign up on themselves? Do you need an invite? How do people get more information?
Yeah, you don't need an invite. You can go to google.com/voice. And you'll be taken to the web page, that basically the interface page where you sign in. And if you don't have an account, you can request an account. And I think it takes maybe a couple, 3 weeks for you to get the invitation from Google, you know, after you request an account. The service is so popular, I think they're just getting inundated with requests, and that's why it takes a couple weeks. But you can make your request, wait, you know, really a short period of time, a couple weeks to get this service for free is not a very long wait at all. And they'll send you an email and let you know that you're ready and you can set up your account. It's simple to set up. It's even simpler to set up if you currently have a Gmail account for your email. So it all works together. It's pretty cool.
Absolutely. And really, as a great resource, I'd recommend that people look more into some of the different benefits of the Google account. As we mentioned, Barry and I both have Gmail accounts. I also use their eDoc, which is a online web-based that you can have like a PowerPoint, their version of PowerPoint presentation documents, sort of Excel spreadsheets. And what's really nice is you can have people just go into the browser and be able to make those kind of changes. So if you have a guest list that's coming up and you're not home and you have that on a browser, go in, or you can invite other people to go in if you're collaborating with Pied Piper, putting a group together about what these people need, you want, and the spreadsheet can be changed instantly. So it's not like an Excel spreadsheet that you need to email back and forth to one another. It's online, and people that you get permission to can make a change immediately. So these are all little things that are coming through Google now, which I think can be really beneficial as a resource and tool for us as travel agents.
Yeah, I would agree. If you haven't investigated Google's full line of products that they offer online for your business, you're probably missing out, because there's a lot of powerful tools, business tools there. You know, Google Voice is just one of them, and as you mentioned, Google Docs is another one. And you can get word processing, spreadsheets. I think you can get something like a PowerPoint presentation on there too, can't you?
Yes, you can.
So it's, Google's making some inroads into bringing your life online and making things easy for you, and not only your life, but your business life as well. So, you know, something that's well worth checking out.
Barry, if people have suggestions or comments, how do they reach you to make these comments?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Laureen?
My email is sharpcond@mac.com, and that's spelled sharpcond@mac.com. And actually, I would like to ask our listeners to email me. I have a group going down the legendary Danube, starting up at Prague, and we'll be going all the way down to Budapest. If any of you have a contact for me for a tour operator, or maybe some tours that you sent clients on that you feel would be worthy of me looking into, I'd really appreciate it. We're getting all excited. It's at the end of October. No one in my group, and myself included, has been on a riverboat cruise, and I would like to be able to get a little more information about what they can expect. I know the basics of it, which is great. That's wonderful, and everybody loves them, and that Avalon is a great company to work with. But I'd also like to be able to know about some other excursions that are an option for them. One of the things about Avalon is they do offer your clients included in the price city tours, which is great. But I have clients who would like to go to Budapest and see some of the Jewish temples and some of the World War II culture that's out there. We're also going, as I mentioned, we're going to start in Prague, end in Budapest, so anywhere in between. I would love to have some information. I have some clients asking about shops for spices. Okay, we're going to Hungary, and we all know that Hungary has lots of spices, paprika, they're really known for. So if you have any resources for me, please email me at sharptongue@mac.com. I would love. And well, that's it, Barry. So we'll talk next week, and thank you again for putting on a good show.
Yeah, and thank you, Laureen, for being a co-host for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And actually, I can't wait to hear your report about your riverboat cruise, because that's something that really interests me, and I've never done one of those either, but it's kind of like it's something that really intrigues me and sounds like a great time, so I'm anxious to hear about it.
Great. You betcha. Oh.
All right. Well, thanks again, Laureen, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All righty. Thank you, Laureen, and thank you for another great co-hosted segment. We look forward to having you back here next week, and I know you're going to be off a couple weeks, so we're going to have to line up some shows, put some shows in the can, or look for some guests and make up for missing you, and we will miss you, and look forward to having you back after you get your events out of the way that you have coming up. So anyhow, we do have some travel news. I think I have, three articles here. And a couple of them are about cruises. So in an article on September 6th, and this was on the website cleveland.com, and there was a report there that the Oasis of the Seas is making its debut this December, and it's going to embark from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And the Oasis of the Seas, if you haven't heard about it, it's the biggest cruise ship in the world, carrying in excess of 8,000 passengers. Now that's bigger than the town I live in. Bigger than two of the towns here in the north part of the county put together. Well, the Oasis is a floating amusement park, and it has zip lines, so if you want to zip over all nine decks and take a look at all those decks from a high vantage point, you can do that. And the ship also has an aqua theater, a central park with outdoor cafes, which are surrounded by lush gardens, and there are 24 restaurants, 4 pools, 2,700 cabins that include 28 two-story loft suites. Wow. Now, is this cruise ship
the destination? You know, that's my question. Is it the destination and the ports of call along the way, or are they just for the view? So, wow, what a ship. Now, there's a link to this article in the show notes where you can find many more details about the Oasis of the Seas. Well, Disney is coming to Vancouver, Canada. Disney is going to use Vancouver as its home port for the Disney Cruise Line and their Alaskan cruises. Beginning in 2011, Disney will embark from Vancouver, making 18 seven-night sailings to Alaska aboard the Disney Wonder. The seven-night itinerary is going to start at $939 per person. And passenger demand drove Disney's decision to begin their Alaska cruises and experience and embark from Vancouver. So the passengers, people, have asked Disney for Alaska cruises, and they've asked Disney to embark from Vancouver instead of Seattle. So as a result of that, each round trip that Disney Wonder makes will bring more than $2 million to Vancouver. And what a deal. Now, this was reported in an article from the Vancouver Sun, and it was on their website, and there's going to be a link to that in the show notes as well. Okay, the last article. I'm going to get away from the joy of cruising and on to a more ominous topic. And the topic is bed bugs. Now, they've made a big comeback in hotels, and I guess it doesn't matter if you're staying at a luxury resort or a flea bag on old Highway 106, but a recent study discovered that you have a 1 in 4 chance of getting bed bugs no matter where you stay. Take heed here. This information comes from a press release from a company selling a safe all-natural bed bug spray, and it's called Rest Easy. And according to the press release, if you spray Rest Easy around the hotel room and spray your own luggage as you unpack, you can avoid these blood-sucking insects. Now, according to the article, this Rest Easy stuff is so obnoxious to the bed bug that those bed bugs remain in their hiding spots and never come out to bother you. Now, I don't relish the thought of getting bed bugs, so I thought this may be a good product to try, and I thought you may be interested too. So the press release says you can buy Rest Easy at stores like Bed Bath & Beyond, and there's also a link to the Rest Easy website in the press release, and I have a link to that press release in my show notes, and this is not an advertiser here on the show. I just thought it was an interesting article and an interesting way maybe to give you some protection against those little creatures that come out at night while you're sleeping. So give it a try, and you know, if you have any luck with it, now let me know. I'd be interested to know if you try it and how it works out for you. Well, with that, we're going to wrap it up for another show, and we'll be back next week. And I think we're going to have a guest, so an interesting guest for a great product, and I use this product all the time. So I'll leave it at that, and tune in next week and see what we're talking about. Anyhow, with that, hey, take care, everybody, and have a great week, and drive safe wherever you're going. Travel safe, and stay healthy. Stay away from that H1N1 stuff. Get vaccinated, whatever you got to do to be healthy and safe. Hey, take care.